Blackstone presents Dear Queer Self, An Experiment in Memoir by Jonathan Alexander. This book is read by Donald Corin. For all of those with whom I saw the decade in. Preface. I suppose I mean those things worth having when all my dust has settled. I close my eyes and try and imagine them. Samuel Beckett, Crap's Last Tape. In 2017, I published a small book, Creep, A Life, A Theory, An Apology, which I called a critical memoir. Creep combined personal narrative, theoretical musings, and some cultural analysis of books and movies to convey my deep sense of my own, in a word, creepiness. As a really shy and nerdish boy in the Deep South in the 70s and 80s, a boy everyone thought would grow up to be queer, and who admittedly had many queer feelings, I learned early and often that such feelings made me a creep. Having a distant and emotionally cold father didn't help, nor did my looks. Tall but slight, I was cross-eyed, gangly, uncoordinated, and a little femme. My appearance alone unsettled the good conservative Christians and Catholics that surrounded me. While I could try to butch up my mannerisms, there was only so much a boy could change about his looks. As for my feelings, my very queer feelings about other boys, I swore that I would do everything in my power to change them. I would not be queer. I would not be the faggot that I seemed destined to be, that everyone thought I already was. I failed, for which I'm grateful. But along the way to that failure, I developed a sense that I was a lurking menace, both to others and to myself, a menace to my own soul. I'm largely over that sense of negative creepiness, and I delight in the creepiness that remains behind. While writing Creep was therapeutic, even purgative in some ways, I have worried in retrospect that it too easily imposes a schema on the capacious messiness of a life story, or at least part of a life story, that refuses, and don't they all, the abstract tidiness of theory. I am not, after all, really a creep, but what am I? And how does one answer that question when one has an equal desire, in the thick of a life still unfolding, to refuse to answer it? Perhaps another way to put this, is it possible to write about my past pain and difficulty, but also honor the path, the trajectory, that often did not seem to have a fixed destination? That, frankly, still doesn't. So, Dear Queer Self is an
Sample complete. Ready to continue?